A rapturous round of applause for Kamila Molchkova, the now silver-haired Czechoslovak TV presenter who most Czechs recognise instantly as the woman who announced to the nation that the armies of five Warsaw Pact countries had crossed the borders of Czechoslovakia on August the 21st, 1968. Like many others, Kamila Molchkova soon lost her job after refusing to condone the invasion, which cost dozens of lives as Soviet soldiers fired on unarmed civilians. But while most people are familiar with what happened in August 1968, less well known are the protests that took place exactly 1 year later, when hundreds of demonstrators were injured and five young people shot dead, not by Russian soldiers, but Czechoslovak police and people's militia units. Among those paying tribute to them this week was Martin Vježiš, whom I found drizzling the inscription 1969 in blackcurrant juice on the ground, which looked very much like the blood that stained the same spot 50 years ago.
It's a reminder of the blood of Czech people in 1969. So it's like a just a reminder.
So what generally do you think of the current conditions in your country, which is still a parliamentary democracy, free speech, free press?
Still yes, but it's slowly turns into a presidential system of the power of one man who destroyed our laws.
There have been many demonstrations this year in Old Town Square and Václavák and Letná, of course, on June 23rd,
yeah.
280,000 people.
Uh-huh.
Do you think anything like that can change politics and society in your country?
I don't mean the politics, but it can change our picture in Europe. Everybody can see that we are not only Babišistan or Miloš Zemanistan, that also free people go in said it's not normal to have a STB confidant as a prime minister and president who meets with the communists on the date like this.
The march from Wenceslas Square to Prague Castle, seat of the Czech president Miloš Zeman, was organized by the student initiative A Million Moments for Democracy. The organization believes 4 decades of hardline communist rule left scars in Czech society that can still be felt today. Above all, a widespread sense of indifference that they believe risks eroding democracy. The organization is led by Mikuláš Mináš.
The past is still here among us because the communist mentality is still something normal for most of our society, and also that many of communist crimes weren't punished. Yeah, and people are shamed and they don't speak about what happened and what my parents did in this, and we Czechs don't speak about that, and it's a part of our today problem.
2 months ago, Mináš and A Million Moments succeeded in breaking through public apathy with the biggest demonstration since the fall of communism. Almost 300,000 people gathered in Prague to protest against their scandal-hit Prime Minister Andrej Babiš and the country's president, who has vigorously pursued a pro-Russian, pro-Chinese agenda. This week's crowds were much, much smaller, but organisers said it was meant to serve more as a reminder that civil society in the Czech Republic has not gone away. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.